tradition of North American mailbag. Now, I didn't say anything special to my friends in the United States of America last week, where all their worries and troubles were at their height. And might I say only now, because I don't enter into political discussions, but our thoughts were with you all, and as your new President Ford has said, I suppose it's time for you now to really get on with the job. And I suppose forget about some of the worries that have been headlined throughout the world on your domestic front. Anyhow, to my friends in the USA and Canada, best wishes for another weekend. Maybe we've got some listening friends down there just across the border in Mexico too, because we do have some. But first letter in mailbag this week is from an old mailbag bill of a new address. Since our last birthday, anyway, we're always pleased to have prompt notice of a change of address. And this one's from Mr. Hayden Sherry, now of 6214 Imperial Key Tampa in Florida, where the zip is 33615. Hello, Hayden. It's a real delight to be able to greet you again, and to learn that Radio Australia's programs continue to bring you great pleasure. And there is really no need to give me all that proof that you've been listening to Club Forum and Mailbag regularly. That's yes, I did get a fair photograph of that Marconi statue. I know you were listening. Now, you tell me that the authorities have already banned automobiles, etc., from the heart of Tampa. Well, many of us hope that that may happen in some of our extra-large cities like Sydney and Melbourne. We'd like to see it banned. I think traffic banned from the Golden Mile, as we call it here in the heart of Melbourne. But we were all interested to learn, Hayden, that you intend to finish up work as from the 1st of January 1975. You also gave us a preview of some retirement plans. You intend to fly to Australia, where you and Mrs. Cherry have friends in several cities. And you would like to visit us at Radio Australia. Now, that would be a thrill and a privilege for us, Hayden. And selfishly, I'm hoping that that visit might be in Melbourne in February or March, because I might be away from Melbourne in other months of the first half of 1975. I'll talk about that a bit more later. But to you both, good luck with all your plans, and thanks for a jolly good letter. That's Mr. Hayden Cherry, C-H-E-R-R-Y, now of 6214 Imperial P, Tampa in Florida, 33615. The distinctive personal handwriting of a colleague who works in television in the USA. And his name, Bill Klein of 5408 Parkville Court, Sacramento, California, 95842. Hello there, Bill. Thank you for two letters, including your message of congratulations. But unfortunately, that 1975 Churchill Fellowship will take me to four or five European countries, plus Japan, but not to North America. Well, you're a program director with KTQL, that's Channel 40 in Sacramento, and Bill has had a very busy summer, which includes FCC renewal time, but I'm glad you managed to forget all about it some weekends, Bill. And let me share this paragraph of your letter. You said, had a pleasant long weekend last week, went to Solvang, an all-Danish community in Santa Barbara County. Really lovely. Denmark and California. Less rain, but really almost like the real thing. Just a few miles away is the old Spanish mission in Lomfork, built in 1814. What a charming contrast. Yes, I'll agree there. That's real tourist come-on news, too. I wish I could pack those bags, Bill. But you, in fact, had a busier than usual few days during that weekend, didn't you? And by the way, did John Stapp, General Manager of Commercial Television Station BTV in Ballarat, Victoria, did he arrive okay? I trust he's having a great television tour over there, Bill. Bill Klein. Bill Klein, K-L-I-N-E, of 5408 Parkville Court, Sacramento in California, 95842. I saw Barry Green the other day, just over from Tasmania, Bill, and he said his best wishes to you too. Here's a very busy lady. It's Mrs. Patricia D. Lewis of Box 22, 206 James Street, Rodney, R-O-D-N-E-Y, in Ontario, N-O-L-2-C-O, the postcode in Canada. Hello, Patricia. You're on the staff of your local post office, and you've been acting as postmistress recently. And I do trust that your husband Amos is quite fit and well again. He served in World War II in the First Hussars. You'd be happy to hear from any of the old gang who may be listening. I believe many of them attended a 30th anniversary of D-Day back in 1944. Not so long ago, but 30th anniversary. Bad luck illness prevented your attendance, Amos. But now, this weekend, I know it's been a very big family occasion. And if everything went well, your son was married yesterday. Son George Lewis, who lives at London, Ontario, was married on August the 17th to Miss Vivian Jean Barton, also of London, Ontario. They both work at the London Post Office. And I think, George, you might have received one of our QSLs a few years ago. I don't think George is listening today, if he was only married yesterday, of course. But this is just to let Mum and Dad know that we're thinking of them and thinking of that wonderful family occasion yesterday. So thank you, Patricia Lewis, for keeping in touch. Box 22, 206 James Street, Rodney, Ontario, NOL2CO, it is in Canada. She's a very enthusiastic DXer, is Mrs. Lewis. As someone who did a little bit of DXing in 1959 has taken it on in earnest this year. His name? Daniel McCarthy of 1467 South 8th Street, Terre Haute, Indiana, 47802. Happy to have you with us, but we don't want to have to have you locate us in a sort of hit-and-miss fashion in future, Daniel. So program guide and transmission schedule were dispatched to you promptly. We are very happy to be able to QSL your good report. And we've also mailed you information about our business club. The qualifying reports are required over a period of 6 months, preferably at the rate of about one per fortnight. And then we send you a certificate, etc. later on. You also ask, do we have any programs dealing with stamp collecting? Well now, Daniel, there are no regular programs, but at least once every 2 to 3 months. I include a philatelic report in my Peace Corner program, heard in this transmission midweek. But meantime, we've also posted an Australian Post Office philatelic bulletin, or a philatelic bulletin to you. And from this copy, we'll see how you can obtain that bulletin absolutely free on a regular basis from now on. In fact, I'd be very happy to arrange that for any interested stamp collector who's listening today. So good listening and collecting to you, Daniel. Daniel McCarthy, 1467 South 8th Street, Terre Haute, in Indiana, 47802. Another friend of long-standing, Terence F. Sager, 730 North 25th Avenue West, Duluth 6 in Minnesota, 05806. Howdy there, Clarence. You've warned us to keep a watch on one of my announcing colleagues whom you name here, but I won't name him right now, because you say he wants to make soup out of our bird Jocko. And then you add, in the understatement of the week, and I'll quote it from your letter, that would be a nasty thing to do. And I'm sure that all of your North American listeners would miss that bird. I'd be the first one to complain. Well, I don't know the facts in detail, Clarence, what it was that made my colleague so mad with Jacko. Unless it was something like the experience my father-in-law had once at a picnic one time up in the Dandenongs in the Sylvan Dam area. He was just about to eat his lunch with a nice piece of beef cut across an open sandwich when what happened? Down from a tree swooped a local jacko, picked up the meat, and without batting one wing more than usual, he just flew straight up in the tree with it again. Oh yes, they're rather dangerous old fellows at times. But you need not really worry, Clarence. Those cockerbarrows are really protected in Australia. Big fines and jail sentences for anyone killing or maiming a cockerbarra. Best wishes from all of us, Clarence. Clarence Sager of 730 North 25th Avenue West, LA 6 in Minnesota, 55806. Now, we catch up with a historical occasion on a visit to Michigan. Here's a report. It's number 6, the Listener's Club, and it comes from Frederick C. Lee of 901 Edgewood at Ann Arbor. Ann, and A-R-B-O-R in Michigan, 48103. Greetings, Frederick. Your qualifiers for membership of our Listener's Club are coming along very nicely. And as you're interested, we're trying to locate a newspaper article for you dealing with the subject, Save the Whales. Let's hope that all countries will faithfully adhere to the limits placed on catchers of whales. We don't want them to be another extinct type animal, something of the past. Now this historical note I mentioned. A postmark across your envelope, Frederick, you wouldn't have seen it, because it was added after you had posted it, but it told us that this was Ann Arbor's sesquiyear. 1824 and 1974. 150 years old, eh? Well, I trust that the civic celebrations were a great success. And thank you for your interest in Radio Australia, Frederick. Frederick C. Lee of 901 Edgewood at Ann Arbor in Michigan, where the zip is 48103. I hope our next new friend has received his letter of advice. It appears the girls made a slight mistake in the addressing. I'll read it out. It's to you, Robert Reis, R-E-I-S, of 15 Chestnut Oval, Orangeburg, New York State, 10962. Yes, Robert, our reply to you was addressed to Orangetown instead of Orangeburg. Still, your post office detectives may have ensured its delivery. Now, this is Robert's first letter to us at Radio Australia. He's 13 years old. He enjoys listening to shortwave on his realistic astronaut horn and only using the set's own with antenna. Yes, the report has been QSO, Robert. In fact, I think you'll find a photograph of a kangaroo on the card. And as you're quite interested in that large Australian marsupial, and also our distinguished feathered friend, the kookaburra, we've sent you special information about them, together with a pennant and details of our litter scrum. Well, I'd like you to be a member of me. Good to know that you're with us, Robert. And I trust you've been enjoying your summer holidays too. 13-year-old Robert Race, R-E-I-S, 15 Chestnut Avenue at Orangeburg, New York State, 10962. From youth to a veteran class. A veteran class. I didn't stumble over that, did I? Spy frogs, at least today. Now, I want to greet an old friend of ours, George R. Staples of 804 Dinwiddie Avenue, Portsmouth in Virginia, 23704. Hello, George. I trust all is well with you and yours. And in this one letter, you've told me about your mother having a fall and news about your grandson. Well, it's a large, happy family, obviously. Please convey our best wishes to your mother. I hope she's much better. She must be really thrilled to be a great-great-grandmother. Yes, George? You've told me previously your opinion of today's pop singers, and I would agree that some of them know very little about the art of singing. But these days, in the world of music, we have to have a great variety of artists trying to please millions of people with tastes that are sometimes poles apart. It's certainly not easy for a radio station to please everyone. But all the very best to you and yours. George Staples, 804 Dinwiddie Avenue, Portsmouth, in Virginia, 23704. Here's a well-filled report card. And it comes from south of the border. It's from Mr. Nicholas Arioja of apartment number 13, Sucursal D, Puebla Way in Mexico. Hello, Nicholas. Very happy to include you in mailbag this week. This is your second report, and it's been QSL'd and registered with our club. And we would appreciate a letter from you when you have time to write, telling us something about your life in Puebla Way. We'd just like to get to know our listeners as well as possible. You know, that's one of the big aims of mailbag. It's a getting to know you type program. So good listening always to you, Nicholas. Nicholas spells his name A-R-R-I-O-J-A. He's in apartment number 13 at Sucursal D. Puebla Frey is P-U-E-B-L-A, and P-U-E, two words, Puebla Frey, in Mexico. Perhaps a further south we'll be going today. Next stop, Kentucky, to greet Mr. Byron Shuford, 7326 Chrysler Way, Morrisville in Kentucky, 4A222 is the postcode. Hello, Byron. Byron, that's right. You don't tell me your age here, but I think you may be quite a young man. Oh, yes, you do tell me in the postscript that this is the first time you've ever made another country. Well, now, that makes us feel highly honoured at Radio Australia. And I'm very happy to tell you that your first report was verifiable to our QSL program guide, transmission schedule, pennant, etc. are all on their way to you at Lewisville. That etc. I mentioned includes details of our listeners' club. And if you're going to listen regularly, I trust you will join the club.